Welcome to Fabulous After 50, the podcast for women wanting to make the most of their lives. My name is Julie Kennedy, and I am your host. Today in the studio, I have Carolina Levy, an international nutrition coach specialized in weight management, gut health, culinary coaching, and plant-sourced nutrition, and she is the founder of Pure Food Health Solutions. We will be talking about a journey to youth and how to reset your gut to balance your weight. Welcome, Carolina. Delighted to have you here. Can you start with a brief summary of who you are, what you do, and why you do it before we move on to the core of the matter?
Thank you, Julie. And thank you so much for having me today in this wonderful podcast. I am Carolina Levy, and I am from Bogota, Colombia. I'm a mother of four children, and I have lived in a variety of different countries, which have given me the opportunity to experience their traditions and their culture. And for me, being so passionate about food has been really a very important part of my life, because I believe food is the cornerstone and foundation of our health. And today I practice it as well, not only with my family, but in the work I do today. And I believe also that health is a journey, and we all have to be in a balance with what we do. So I use a holistic approach that people have to see not only a diet as a mean of health, but actually it is a balance between your work, your relationships, your exercise, your spiritual being, and of who you are on a daily basis. As a nutrition and wellness coach, I love to support and guide my clients, individuals, in their commitment and in the decision they make to control their health, to improve their health, or simply also change their eating habits to live more vital and optimal.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Caroline. And I think for all of us, I mean, it is so true how food and health, obviously, I mean, now more than anything, as we're recording this still in the corona pandemic, is vital. I mean, basically, without that, we can't do anything of the rest. But I also think that, you know, the relationship to food is particularly important. Also, that the different, as you said, it's a journey. And I think I'm noticing for myself as well that sort of age is also a big factor in there, that sometimes what we think suited us at a certain age no longer suits us at another age. And also the fact that we women in particular do tend to have, let me say, rather a difficult relationship to food and to how we feel and to how we look and to how we think we should look. So anyway, I am delighted to have you here today. Now, I do know the value of your work, because I shall share it here a year ago, more or less. Yes, that's right. It was January last year. I embarked on one of Carolina's gut reset program. And it really, really changed a lot. I mean, let alone sort of losing weight. That was, of course, a very nice added value to the gut reset. I learned an awful lot about me, about what I needed. I felt so completely different, as in I often have problems with digestion and feeling tired and irritated. All of that went. Sleeping changed. I mean, it was really, really, I kept it up for ages. It really made a huge difference, which is why I'm a big believer in this now, thanks to you, Carolina, and to your personalized approach, as you said. I mean, you were there to hold my hand the first few days, you know, with doubts and worries, or you know, I had a headache one day, and you said, you know, that's normal, you're getting rid of things, etc. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't have done it, I think, as consequently as I did without you. However, life, of course, does come and take us. I've just been through six rather stressful months, and I realized that a lot of the things that I was doing in a structural way, I didn't have maybe time for. So in the meantime, my trousers do seem to have shrunk somewhat. So I would like to know, Carolina, you know, lots of us over 50 struggle, whether it's the menopause or indeed a different metabolism. I don't even know much about it. How can we use food in order to feel more fabulous after 50?
Yes. Well, Julie, as I said, being healthy is a journey. And we, as human beings, we go through an evolution. Right. So, you know, what served us 10 years ago, 20 years ago, is not serving us today. And definitely true. After 50, our bodies go a tremendous change hormonal-wise. And, you know, your estrogen and your progesterone declines. And we think a little bit like on panic, what is going on. Yeah. But actually, I believe if you embrace these changes and adjust some of your habits that you are having, it is easier to manage these changes.
Right. Now, of course, we're all different, right? I mean, that's also something that you taught me. What suits one does maybe not suit the other. But are there some sort of common rules that we can talk about today which could help the globality of women who are listening today and are worried about their weight or struggling with their weight and well-being?
Yes, I think definitely with the experience I have had with women doing this gut reset protocol, I believe today there is a very important organ that we have forgotten, and that's the organ of the gut, the digestive tract. And I not only say about the gut, but really from your mouth to your anus, you know, yeah. how your food travels. And by really resetting the way your gut works, it is going to be a change in the overall health.
Right.
So, for example, if you are having feelings like what you said, feeling a lack of energy or sluggish or bloated, there is a reason why this is happening. And often what we have to look at is what are we eating? How are diets going on? What are we eating in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening? Are we having enough protein and vegetables, fiber, and as well as other foods like probiotics and prebiotics? I'm talking about like fermented food.
Yes.
That is so important for our gut bacteria. So it's not about that we are just eating, but what kind of quality of food are we eating? Is it a nutritious food or not?
Right.
So looking at our daily intake, I think it's very important for everyone to analyze exactly what is it that you take and make a log.
Okay, so first of all, register literally what you eat.
Yes, register what you eat, because we often think, oh yes, I eat fruits. Okay, but how many do you eat a day? Do you eat vegetables? How many do you eat? And do you have a variety of fruits and vegetables? We must eat all the different colors of fruits and vegetables. So I think registering what you are eating is very important.
And I think we tend to lie to ourselves a little bit. I sort of say, oh, but I eat so healthy. But then when I actually literally sit down and write down everything that I've put in my mouth, even that spoonful of this as I was cooking or that spoonful of that as I reached out the door, there's often more on the list at the end of the day. Now, in general, at 50 plus, is there a rule? For example, I heard you talk about protein. So is it so that after 50 plus, we should, you know, basically the relationship between protein, what else do we have? Carbs,
fats, healthy fats.
And fats. Is it that we should have more protein and less carbs, or is there anything as clear cut as that?
Well, I think it all, again, has to be in a balance. And in carbs, we have to make a difference and a distinction between what sort of carbs. Are we eating simple carbs or complex carbs?
So what does that mean?
Carbohydrates that are from fruits and vegetables.
That's the simple ones or the complex ones?
No, those are complex.
Right.
The simple carbohydrates are the simple sugars, like the sugar, the pasta, the rice, you know, the processed food. And I think that is one of the big problems that we are facing, is that, as you say, we are living a very busy life. And we don't have time to make those healthy choices because we don't have them around. It is easier to grab a sandwich than to prepare some steamed vegetables with olive oil and some seeds.
Yeah.
So if we get organized, we are able to eat healthier.
Right.
But because we do not have the time, we reach to those simple carbohydrates that are really sugar.
Which is exactly what's happened to me over the last few months, because there literally wasn't time to make those beautiful, nutritious broths that you made me do during the reset.
And sugar will elevate your blood sugar levels and it will store into fat eventually, especially if you are not doing any kind of exercise.
True. Now, listen, because, of course, I know what a gut reset protocol is since I've been through it with you. But since that's our topic today, that having, you know, feeling more youthful through a gut reset protocol, would you like to maybe explain shortly, you know, what it is and why it's important?
Yes, of course. The gut reset protocol stands in three very important pillars. And the first one is that it will improve your metabolism and digestion. It will improve your immune system, and you will create a sustainable long-term lifestyle habits.
Right.
And for me, I think that is the most important pillar of this protocol, because as I said before, life goes in an evolution. And if you have good eating habits, you have good health.
Yeah, true.
And,
it's basically a question of, first of all, cleaning out the system, right? That's the reset, as in, for me, in my head, sort of reset is we go back to zero, you know, to maybe how it originally was, as in not clogged up by whatever we put in our mouths without even thinking. And then from there, you build a healthier way of going about it. Okay.
So basically, what I use is I use the 4 R's of functional medicine. And functional medicine sees the body as a whole, not as an individual organs or systems. It is a whole. And so there are 4 R's. And the first one is to remove. So to start, we will remove all these stressors, anti-inflammatory foods, allergens or intolerances, to be able to find out what is it that is causing us this inflammation or this feeling not good in your gut or feeling bloated. Yeah. After you remove these things in your intake, daily intake, you will replace it with a different kind of food that will be nourishing and that will add diversity and richness and resilience to your gut. What does that mean? Well, we have 10 times more bacteria than cells in our body. So you can imagine the importance of feeding these organisms, microorganisms, with good food.
Right.
So we will replace it with fermented food in the form of yogurt that is fermented, like kefir or yogurt.
That's one of the things that I love. That one I've kept. I love that kefir.
It's wonderful, and it has so much probiotics, which means pro-life. You know, we are going to be making these microorganisms richer. So we will, you know, replace this food that we're taking out with this kind of fermented food. And then we will rebuild with vegetables that are rich in soluble fiber. And fiber is that part in a digested part of the fruits and vegetables that our body cannot digest, but our gut bacteria digests to create these different vitamins and minerals that we need, the neurotransmitters and hormones.
So what examples of vegetables are rich in those?
In this protocol, I use vegetables that are rich in soluble fiber. For example, the broccoli, the cauliflower, the pumpkins, all different kinds, the onions, the garlic, the zucchini, the pok choy, you know, these type of vegetables are very easy to digest because they digest, they become like a little gooey. You know, when you put chia seeds in water, that becomes a little bit like gelatin. That's what happened
Right. So your body has to work less hard to break it all down then, probably.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So the point here is to allow your metabolism and your digestion to go very easy and not to stress it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we will rebuild and repair with the broths of chicken soup and bone broth or vegetable broth for those that are vegetarian, or fish broth. And all these soups are so wonderful because they are so rich in nutrients like collagen and gelatin that are so beneficial for your bones, for your skin, your hair, your brain.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's really focusing on whole foods and on food that is real. You know, it's not packaged.
Yeah.
And I believe that the whole protocol is so important is because as a person, you are totally focused from the moment you go to purchase your ingredients to create your meals.
Yeah, true.
And then you enjoy them while you are eating them because you know it is so beneficial and it makes you feel so well. So by doing this, you really can see the transformation in your gut.
Yeah,
and how,
and it lasts afterwards too. I mean, for those of you, this is a 2 week gut protocol, right? That you guide us through. So it's 2 weeks where indeed, so you get a very clear outlay on you know what you need, what ingredients you need to have at home, and you have to stick to that. So there's no having other things on top of it. She's very strict. However, I remember thinking that I did have a headache one day. And you said that was actually a good sign. It meant that the toxins were all on their way out and it only lasted a little bit. And of course, at first, it's a bit strange because, I mean, I'm a person who likes hard food. So, you know, I was missing the fact that it was also like sort of soft. But somehow I wasn't hungry. I can't remember thinking, oh, gosh, you know, I've got to eat something. I'm going to faint or whatsoever. I wasn't feeling hungry.
You know why, Julie? Because the fiber, we are in this protocol, you eat about 10 different kinds of vegetables twice a day.
Yeah.
If you think about how many times a day or a week do you eat 20
That's true.
Sorts of vegetables in one day.
Yeah.
So what happens is that this fiber, it is stabilizing your blood sugar level. Therefore, it controls your hunger and it controls your appetite.
You don't have those huge pangs of really needing something now, right?
Yeah, and you feel satisfied. You don't feel like you are hungry or that you have totally overeaten.
You know,
it's a really a wonderful balance because it controls your metabolism and it makes you feel good because the point also is that it's not only about the digestion, but it's more about the absorption of your nutrients.
Okay.
And when we don't eat the right food, we do not absorb nutrients. So we might be also malnourished.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we think we need this food that gives us the highs, which is this type of sugary food, but it's only for a moment.
It's empty. Yeah. It's empty.
It's 50 calories and it's full of rubbish nutrients.
Yeah, and I mean, even when you are being healthy, like, I mean, I was convinced I was being healthy, but I was eating a lot of fruit and vegetable, but raw.
Yes.
And my stomach was really struggling with it. I mean, I was bloated, I was tired. And once I started, you know, even just cooking them a little bit, you know, some of the salads, it wasn't all, you know, completely steamed, but it had been cooked a bit. Then I realized that all the energy that my poor digestive system was putting into trying to break this down was then being released. And I was feeling lighter, you know, less headaches. I felt better in my skin, as we say.
Yes. Yeah.
So the only one thing I would say, I mean, I would definitely say to those listening to us, do one of these gut protocols. And I'm definitely going to do one again now that my move is behind me, etc. It was good to do. It really changed my sleep, it changed my energy levels, it changed headaches, it changed so many different things. And I did lose weight. I lost 3 kilos in those 2 weeks. And then the thing is, it's, what is it called, kiné, whatever, it continued afterwards.
The maintenance program.
Yeah, but also the I can't remember.
Ketosis.
Yes, that's it. That's it. That it, that somehow I thought, well, that's strange. You know, I'd started gently, we reintroduce. I think we started with avocado and egg and things like that.
Yes.
But I was still continuing to lose. So that was a good factor. And then you do think differently. The only thing I do realize for maybe busy women is the difficulty of, for example, the broths. Or, I mean, I'm a vegetarian, so I wasn't doing the chicken soup. And I must admit that I got a lot of resistance to people around. The smells of the broth, the fish broth cooking for 5 hours.
Julie, what it is the commitment. Yeah. So once you are committed, 2 weeks go by so quickly.
That's true.
And it is transformational because it really resets your gut, but it resets your mind because your gut and your brain are connected.
Yeah.
So I think the benefits are so incredible that it gives you a feeling of total well-being.
And pride. I remember feeling proud. You know, I mean, I'd actually on my calendar in the toilet, sorry for the, but I had actually written the 12 days and each day that I'd completed one with zero. I mean, you know me, I was, you know, when I do something, I do it properly. So there was no cheating. There was no nothing. Yes, and just that pleasure of crossing out the days. And before you knew it, first of all, you know, the first 3 days were maybe, well, the first day I was super proud. The second day, a bit, that's when I had the headache, I think. The third day was a bit like, oh gosh, 2 weeks seem long. And then before you know it, you're over the half. And
something else that is so important in this protocol that indeed we don't talk a lot about it is the elimination. And elimination is also so important in our health. So for those that are constipated, that have difficulty moving bowels, you have to pay attention. And with this protocol, you also eliminate a lot of toxins and a lot of waste that has been accumulated in your colon because of this very light, nutritious, targeted, pinpoint nutrition.
Right.
And that allows for you to clean your colon as well.
Yeah.
Because you remember, Julie, you were drinking not only the broth, but a lot of teas that are anti-inflammatory teas. And
it was
a lot
mint, wasn't it? Mint and chamomile, I think, were the ones, weren't they? The ones that
correct.
You, yeah.
And some people are adding the cinnamon, which is also an anti-inflammatory. So by really using this targeted nutrition, it's so important to balance the digestion, the absorption, and the elimination that are so vital for us to feel.
I know, and we deserve it, don't we? I mean, looking at you, you know, we're talking about the topic of my podcast is Fabulous After 50. I mean, to be honest, Carolina, I'm not going to ask you how old you are, but I do know you're over 50. But I mean, you're a perfect model. You know, your skin is glowing, your hair is shining. You always have this quiet energy. I mean, you're a walking endorsement for what it is. And I remember exactly how well I felt and how proud I felt, but also how settled inside. I felt in touch with my, you know, instead of me being like angry all the time with what's going on in this lower part of me, you know, I'm either bloated or I'm stuck or I'm whatever. I have this sort of love-hate part with my gut, and I have an extremely long one. I have actually an abnormally long intestine for the too much information, as my children would say. But I mean, I deserve to look after it properly. You know, I can sort of say you're annoying me and I don't have time for you and, you know, but that's not what being true to yourself is. And at this age, more than anything else, I mean, we need these healthy habits and we need to feel good. And
something that I always, and I also tell, especially for those that are over 50, is that we should embrace the menopause, this change in our bodies, as well as we embrace the change when we are teenagers.
Okay.
Because it is the same, you know, it is a process, and every stage of our life should be memorable and not like, oh my God, I am arriving to the menopause, it's horrible.
Yeah.
No, on the contrary, I find this stage of my life a fantastic moment in time to do other things that you were doing when you were younger.
True.
Like just, for example, just being a mother and raising children. Today, the kids are all grown up and you do other things. So if you embrace the changes with the quality of life that you want and your passion, then things should fit.
That's a very wonderful thing to say. Yeah. And I mean, I think what I always say as well is, you know, change the things that you can. So if I'm listening to you, we're saying change your eating habits and embrace the things that you can't. And some things like the fact that we're getting wrinkles and that we're getting gray hair is something that we can't really change. Yes, okay, we can use the hairdressers and all of that. However, what we put in our body, that inner beauty, that sparkle to the eyes and to the skin and to the hair, that we can influence. And there's no point waiting.
You have to nourish your body from the inside to glow from the outside.
Right.
It's not about just using a lot of makeup or no. You have to start from the inside, and this starts in a holistic way. You know, that balance.
And I'm totally with you on that. And I'm thinking, you know, you said adolescence, and I'm thinking, okay, I mean, I remember my adolescence was a lot of fun and all of that. But at the same time, thinking back, if I had to switch, I think I would prefer to be where I am now. You know, with that bit more self-confidence, that little bit more, you know, you're not trying to work out desperately who you are. Yes, of course, we still do, but not that much. And what am I going to do with my life? And what should I study? And will I marry anyone? Will I have children? You know, where do I want to live? I mean, all of those things, you know, I think the biggest thing I feel is that I feel that I don't care, not care, but it's not important to me what others think and say. You know, I'm totally at ease with some things that I'm not good at and have maybe tried desperately to hide all the years because I was scared what people would think if they knew. That I embrace that as well. And the things that I am good at, I have no problem in saying, oh, that's actually something which comes quite easily to me. It's that sort of confidence, right?
Yeah, and I think when you feel happy and you feel healthy, and that's why this gut connection with your brain is so important.
Yeah.
Because often you might be thin and not even overweight at all, but your gut is not functioning well, and that still holds you back.
Yes.
That's why resetting and really caring for your gut will give you that glowing feeling of youth. And that's why I call today the journey of youth, because your youth is in your mind, in yourself. And it's not in the age. It's really, you know, what you have accomplished and who you are and how well you feel and fit in your own skin, like you said before.
Yeah. Now, do you have some tips for us? So, I mean, the gut, I mean, I'm very grateful that you've shared in your unique way what the gut reset protocol is, why it's important, what it can do for us. Now, we will be mentioning your details for people who want to find out more about a gut reset protocol, how does it work exactly, etc. We will give the details for that. But for now, you know, I always ask my speakers to share some tips that people can really go with now. If I asked you to share some tips that the people listening now could implement straight away in order to have a healthier gut, to feel healthier and have a better nutrition, what would you say? What could you share?
I think at the body level, you know, at the health, I think definitely, you know, waking up in the morning and breaking your fast, you know, breaking your fast, it will be to have this water with lemon, warm water with lemon.
Warm water with lemon.
This is sort of like the cleaning of your pipes.
Right.
You know, this is the beginning of your day. I have done this for many years. I don't remember ever since when, but this is one thing that it's always in my routine.
Okay.
As well as, of course, always being grateful and giving thanks for the day that you're going to start. It's very important.
That's a lovely routine.
But having in mind that you need to have at least 2 to 3 days of exercise, at least 30 minutes a day. If you do 3 times a week and you increase slowly to 5 times a week, it is scientifically proven that if you do 30 minutes of just walking or whichever exercise you like, it will improve and it will maintain your youthful health and well-being.
What do you, perhaps we need to, what do you mean by exercise? I mean, is for you a walk an exercise, or does it have to be something more like running, cycling, where you break a sweat?
I think it is as to what is it that it feels best for you. But definitely walking, like a power walk or brisk
rapid walk. Yeah.
It is wonderful for everyone, for all ages. It really will reshape your body and it reshapes your mind. And it just gives you the energy that you need for the day. Yeah. So that is something else that we have to include in our schedule.
Right. So a glass of water with lemon to start the day, warm water, right? Having 30 minutes of exercise at least 3 times a day.
Yes. And as a third tip, which I like a lot and I'm using in my culinary coaching, is batch cooking.
Okay.
And batch cooking is very important so that you, every afternoon or in the evening, you have something healthy to eat, which I mean, buy, let's say, maybe 5 different kinds of vegetables and prepare them, like wash them, clean them, cut them if it's necessary, and store them in glass containers in your refrigerator so that you
uncooked.
You can have them, you can leave them raw, or you can cook them, for example, if you have in the night, if you do a casserole of 3 or 4 different grilled vegetables.
Right.
You can prepare a little bit extra and leave aside a portion for your lunch the next
day. Okay. Yeah. So you always have something that you can can take.
So you always have something either cooked or already cut and clean, so that you can very easy put in a wok or steam or prepare in the oven very quickly.
Right.
Because by doing this, you will avoid reaching to the fast food.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that goes in hand. This batch cooking and repurposing food from the night before versus the processed food that is very easy. And we think, it just fills up.
Yeah.
Not in a
nutritious
way.
Yeah. You know, the sauerkraut thing, was that just for me or was that part of also a healthy ritual that you can have?
Sauerkraut is very important because it's a fermented kale and it has different kind of bacteria that will add diversity to these microorganisms in the
gut. That was something that was part of the protocol that I did with Carolina. And that is something that I have kept because I have this, I don't know if it's just in my head or something, but the days when I'm feeling particularly sluggish as well, and I don't know if there was a specific time I was supposed to take it, but I tend to do it around 5 when I'm starting to feel peckish, etc. I go to the fridge and I have always a pot of sauerkraut in there, the biological one, etc. And I take 2 big forkfuls, which I chew properly, etc. And somehow I always have the feeling, A, I'm no longer cringing, desperately wanting something sweet to put in my mouth. But secondly, I have the feeling that almost my gut says, thank you. Yes. It just sort of feels peaceful.
Yeah, exactly. Because this is that undigestible fiber that the human body cannot digest.
Okay.
It almost goes all the way straight down to your gut and it's eaten by the bacteria. It's the food.
Now that's why. Now, well, that's a good tip to share as well, because I mean, that's an easy one, for us, to have it.
And normally what I also suggest is if you like this broth, if you can prepare a broth of vegetable, of chicken during the weekend and have it through the week, you can always add this sauerkraut in your broth. And
okay.
That is also a very nice crunchy feeling.
Yes.
And then you have like a bomb of nutrition because you have all these nutrients from your broth, but also the fermented bacteria from your sauerkraut.
I'd never thought of that, of adding it.
It's a very good combination.
Okay. Yeah.
To have as well. And these fermented food today, like the kombucha and the kefir, all these different foods that are in a way very trendy today are very healthy, but make sure also that you are eating in a moderate way,
yes
everything in a balance.
Yes, exactly you can also overdo the being healthy part of it as well.
It can also disturb your bacteria if you are eating way too much.
Listen, and I was just thinking as we finish off, Karen, I mean, I'm extremely grateful that you've shared this. I mean, I personally have experienced the benefits of this, and I am in no way endorsed or paid to say this. This is really from my heart.
Great client.
No, it really did. And it's made me want, you know, I will be back booking now that I've finished the move, etc. You also have, because I helped you edit it, you also have an ebook, don't you?
Yes.
So we must maybe put a link to where people could, you know, purchase that or reach you for it. Well, remind me what it was. It was, I remember it had also recipes in it, and certain, it had a whole list of herbs which were good for you as well, right?
Yes, in the ebook is boost your immunity.
Oh, that was it. Yes, that's right.
I did it because actually it was done during the some of the lockdown we had last year. And I focused on why it's so important to boost your immunity and to reset your gut, because your immunity resides in your gut. Yeah. And I do have recipes of smoothies and some.
I remember finding it very interesting, and also a whole list of herbs and spices and how they add, etc. So, okay, so Carolina, for our listeners who would be interested in either getting hold of you to find out more about gut reset protocol, or who would be interested in getting hold of this ebook, where can they contact you?
Okay, for the ebook, you have to contact me at my website, which is purefood-healthsolutions.com, and you can download the ebook for free. And
Thank you.
You can ask me, if you have any questions or you want to know more, you can send me an email, and it is also, or a note in my website.
Perfect.
And for the gut reset protocol, if you want to know a little bit more about it, I have a landing page that is called guthealthjourney.com.
Perfect.
And there you can register and let me know if you are more interested in knowing more, or just go ahead and start your reset.
Well, Carolina, thank you very much for this. For the rest of you listening, good luck with your gut. We're worth it. Our gut takes up a lot of room there, and it really does rule our life. So we may as well give it what it needs so that it gives us what we need. Now, dear listeners, as always, it's up to you to think about, you know, what you've heard today. You know, my intake on here, you heard as we talked about it. It's something that we shouldn't underestimate. It's something that we deserve to give time and attention to. It can be fun. It can certainly be delicious and can literally change our lives. So my questions, as always, for you are, what have you learned? What will you change, and when will you start? Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Now it is up to you to make it happen. Join me next week for another dose of empowering vitamins as we navigate the marvelous roller coaster we call life. Subscribe and let me know what you think we should be talking about. Take care out there.